Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack, holla back, money in the bank.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money in the bank.
Put it down hard for my dog that's locked in the bank. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on, y'all wanna floss with us? Come on, all across the board, we burn it up.
Let's welcome in RJ Bell, pregame.com. Of course, Fox Sports Radio as well. Hi, RJ.
Here's the question. Why is it that a great song gets better as you listen to it more times, but a great movie gets worse?
Well, it depends on the movie.
Now, if you ever you'd rather see for the 100th time than the first time.
Which you got to pick the right song, and I think that's the key. Because if you've listened to our station when you've not on with us, we have certain rock joints that we come back with that we have just buried.
Yeah, we've killed songs.
We've killed them better. Yeah.
And
that one hasn't been killed yet.
They weren't good enough to be the type you just want to hear and hear and hear.
No, they were good ones.
For somebody, once upon a time. Hey, RJ, speaking of movies, have you seen Uncut Gems yet?
You know, I haven't, but I mean, it's high on the list. It's high. Have you guys seen it?
No, we haven't, but we figured you would be like, you know, first day. You know, it's a sports gambling movie.
No, it looks good.
There's not that many in the genre. You know?
No doubt. I think we're going to see more. And what I love is, if you really think about it, and you guys have been around this, I'm sure, enough to know what I'm saying is true. Sports athletes, guys who play, oftentimes are the biggest gamblers. And it's not even that they do it a bunch when they're playing. Some do, some don't. But it's that idea of high stakes, the anticipation, where the ball's in the air, it either goes in or it doesn't go in, and it swings your life. Because let's be candid, one of the things that I think we all as fans love about sports is that in our normal life, when you close a deal, you're not like piling on each other, screaming. Like, no matter what happens in business, you don't feel like a kid, let's say. But with sports, you can in a fandom, you can still feel like that. So, and gambling's another example for athletes who have that high intensity later in life. They often are gamblers.
Where do you go to the movies out there in Vegas, RJ? I used to go to the Palms a lot, but that was close to the
Palms,
house.
The Palms has one of the best theaters in town. They actually have an IMAX, which actually still has the projector for certain movies, which there's only a few of those in the country. Palms used to have a CineVegas Film Festival I used to go to. For me, it's all about the screen size. If I'm going to go out, I want to see it on the biggest screen possible. So I usually start with IMAX. If it's not there, they have like an XD deal. And then if eventually my final decider is I want to recline back if the screen's not going to be good.
Yeah, all good factors. All right. He breaks everything down.
He really does. That's why we love him. Are there any trends historically about Wild Card Weekend?
The teams aren't as good as the teams that get to buy.
No, I know that. But I mean,
RJ,
from a gambling perspective, is there any tells about Wild Card Weekend when you look at the games? Is there anything that's sort of held up over time in your mind?
Yes. And I actually, this is going to contradict my favorite pick of the week, but it's that big favorites aren't necessarily something you should run away from. Because during the regular season, week after week, I'm telling you guys, you know, I lean towards the favorite, but I can't lay 8. I can't lay 12. Historically, there's been good reason not to lay those big numbers in the regular season because the motivation, the focus of the favorite isn't always clear. It's not always absolute. in the playoffs, you don't overlook anyone. So what you have when you have a big favorite is a team that's clearly better against an inferior team, and you know the better team is going to be focused. And since the only thing we see, except for the playoffs, is those better teams sometimes be focused and sometimes not, it ends up being we underestimate how much value there might be on a big favor. All that said, my favorite pick of the week is Minnesota.
Really?
Minnesota, huh?
I did not expect for you to say that.
Well, I thought you were going to take the under in the Patriots game because of the weather it's rolling in here and you know the type of defense is in this game and the lack of productivity from New England's quarterback.
Well, listen, if you believe that and you at the end left off Tennessee's offense as not a factor of the under, then maybe you should like Tennessee. Because it sounds like you think both defenses are good.
I'm taking New England. 26-20.
That's the way you would think about it, but Hardy, for some reason.
Oh, this is your 26-20.
You're going to love this. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, RJ, but Hardy went with the under 44.5, right, Hardy?
Yes, even though I knew Zoe was going with the Patriots and laying the points, I said, we're going to take the favorite and the under.
Ugh.
And it goes against convention, RJ, but tell me I'm sharp. Come on.
Are you sharp on the under? Well, listen, anytime you play the under, you have an 80% chance of being sharp. Just because the public hates under so much.
They love offense. They love points. I get it.
And it's also, you can't win till the game's over, where if you bet the over, you can win in the first quarter. So people love you never get to relax if you have an under. It's a stressful situation. So I tend to bet unders and don't watch the games that I bet unders on. It gets easier.
Yes.
Let's double back to Minnesota, and then we'll look at the Pats, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I think you guys' reaction, and I'm being sincere, is why there's value on Minnesota. But let me ask you this, and I know what the default answers might be, which is Cousins in a big game, come on. So let's set that off to the side. Other than that, is there any reason you wouldn't want a Minnesota team getting over a touchdown?
I don't like it because I think the Saints are that good. I'm buying on the Saints in a big way. It's not so much about the Vikings for me.
All right, but it has to be about the opponent, right? And you know, both teams. Now you might say, well, I think the Vikings are what we think they are, and I think the Saints are better than we think they are. So I can accept that, except I could question the Saints one, but I'm not going to as much. But let's question Minnesota. Like, literally, this is a team, other than a few Cousins performances, that could be the second or third. I mean, like, who is clearly better than Minnesota if Cousins isn't a disaster in big games? Meaning, that is the whole handicap stems down to that question. Do we believe Cousins is as bad as he seems in big games? Or has that been an aberration, and the truth is his stats across his career are more telling? Because if you say that,
I believe
you gotta like Minnesota.
Yeah, I believe that when you suck in big games, playoff games, it's not an aberration. That it is the human element of playing the game. That's why they have to play the games. They're not simulations. They're real games with real people and real emotion and real nerves. And when you continue to suck in those big spots, I think there's a reason for it. And when players excel in those big spots, I think there's a reason for it as well.
Now, you realize, and I'm not saying, because I'm in the middle on this debate, and I rarely am. I usually take a side. But you realize almost every math guy is laughing at you right now.
Yeah, I know. The math guys can't stand that. They hate that. They actually reject the entire premise. I totally understand that.
And I also, just to let you know, it's kind of funny, a guy that got a finance, I mean, not that I'm a PhD, but I got a finance degree. I took a lot of statistics classes. I'm probably in the 99th percentile of using math in my day-to-day life. But I'm more towards you probably on that debate. So I'm probably in the 40-yard line. You know, I'm right in the middle, which is, I think there's a lot of times, you know, you ever had the experience where your car, let's say earlier before you guys became stars, where your car wasn't real reliable, and then sometimes if you press the gas, the brake twice, it would start, and then you started thinking, I wonder if it has something to do with that. You know how that goes sometimes?
Yeah, 83 Cavalier, I had it.
We all are searching for patterns in our life. That's human nature. But the most of the time, what we think are patterns are just randomness. And I think oftentimes, look at John Elway. What would the story have been on him literally 20 months before he retired in big games?
What would have been the, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And it would have been, he can't win the big one, right?
Right, 04. Right.
Sure, he clearly could.
Are you guys old enough to remember Dean Smith and the, Coach K couldn't win the big one. Remember all those Final Fours before he won one?
Yeah.
And what happened? Did he all of a sudden get good at it, or was there enough games for it all even
but
out?
Getting to the Final Four requires a bunch of games before you get there
right.
that are big, important games where you face but sort of those same elements of, you know, fear and nervousness and all that stuff.
Like
that
what,
all
I
sort of
what,
comes into play.
No,
that's like saying you went to the, you know, Jim Kelly went to the Super Bowl 4 times in the 90s. Was he incapable because of, you know, no, I think it was just that he happened to lose the game 4 times. So I think there's different degrees of it, if you follow what I'm saying.
Oh, I am. I was, I'll jump in. No, I know someone else was going to jump in. The quick thing I would say to wrap up this topic is this. You could be right. I think the following is the truth. We did a study, and that might be a little grand, but it probably was a study. We looked at every game Kirk Cousins played in his career and looked at the start time because we uncovered an article he wrote, I think it was NBC Sports, or he didn't write it, he participated in, about 3 years ago, in which he said, I have some type of compulsiveness where I got to have everything planned out, where like brush my teeth 11:45 at night kind of thing on a spreadsheet. When he plays 1 o'clock Eastern starts, he has covered 66% of the time in his career. When he plays non-1 o'clock starts, 33%. Two-thirds, one-third. I've never seen a dichotomy like that.
That sounds like a pattern.
Now that's a pattern.
Big words.
And you know what? It's funny you say that because this morning we were talking about Stephon Gilmore, Patriots cornerback who has struggled in 1 p.m. games. And Jim Louth told me this morning off the air, he said, Kirk Cousins is the anti-Stephon Gilmore. 1 o'clock,
no, that's great.
That is his prime time, baby.
No doubt, but now here's the thing. Listeners might be saying, but RJ, all the big games are non-1 o'clocks. Well, yeah, maybe, but not all of them. But here's what I'll say. If you look at the 1 o'clocks of Cousins that were clearly big games, national TV, 80% of the country, he did well. And when you look at the games, non-1, that weren't big games at all, West Coast game, you know, at the Raiders or whatever, he did poorly, net-net. I mean, no, there were exceptions. So it feels like it's more about start time than how big the moment is. If we're right about this, I think you got a great bet with Cousins +7.5 or +8.
Okay. All right. How about the Patriots game? What do you get on that?
You could teach a class at one of those schools I hear are pretty good around Boston on the following. Is the truth the more recent games, or is it the long term? Because if we look at the season, the Patriots are clearly the better team. And thus, laying 4.5 or 5 at home is a bargain. If we say, let's start with Tannehill for both teams that week, then I would make the case Tennessee's the better team. And if that's the case, you got to like Tennessee. And this stat probably speaks to that more than any other. The Patriots have lost 2 of their last 3 games at home. The Patriots have lost 2 of their last 22 games at home. Those are both true. Which one? One of them makes you want to play the road team. One of them makes you want to play the home team. My gut feeling, it's more the truth is recently. I do believe that what we've seen out of this Pats team, the assumption was, oh, yeah, the offense isn't as good as we thought, but the defense makes up for that. I really wonder if the defense is anywhere near what we thought it was early in the year. And I know we got to run. Last question to you guys. If you had to rank this Pats D today, 1 to 32, where do you put it?
Top 5.
I don't know if they are that anymore. Probably they're top 10.
All right, so let's assume 8 just to be, you know, in the middle.
Okay.
Where's the offense?
Just around 20.
20.
Yeah.
16 to 20.
So if you do the math, 14 is the average there. Now, how many slots do we give for Belichick? How many? But what I'm saying is this team, if that's true, they're still overrated, if that's what you're saying is true.
Yeah, I don't think that there are – I don't think everybody in New England would disagree with your assessment. So
now the wild card is, no pun intended, to me, Belichick in the biggest of big games, I never want to bet again. For me, it's Pats or pass in the playoffs with Belichick.
Okay, RJ. RJ Bell, Fox Sports Radio, pregame.com. Appreciate it as always, bud.
Thank you, guys.
All right. RJ Bell. He hung up before I could. Quick.
He's talking about the roulette principle. We can talk about it on the other side.
Oh, though. Yeah.
When it comes to patterns, though, you'll love this.
I like roulette.
You'll love it.
This. That's my favorite game.
We'll talk about it next.
Roulette. That's your favorite game?
Roulette is my favorite game. That and slots. What?
All slots.
I got my certain numbers I play. I know when I load up like on red, or if I know like top 12 or middle 12 or last 12.
How do you know to load
every
up?
Every once in a while.
How do you know to load up on red? You watch the board?
The pattern.
Exactly. You know what that means? When you hit 10 reds in a row, you know what the odds of hitting red are again after 10 reds in a row? 50-50. It doesn't matter. You're trying to discern a pattern when one does not
see,
exist.
My dad always told me this too, because my dad was born on the 30th, so I would always play 30. I was born on the 13th. I played mine. I played my kids' birthdays, my wife. And then every once in a while, you gotta play lucky 13. Because, like, I mean, and okay. I load it up. Right. But I put it on a corner because I wore 13, 16, 14. And if one of them suckers hit it, and I also have it on that corner, you get a lot of money. You get a lot of coins. It doesn't look like a lot of chips.
A lot of chips.
Throw dollar chips, but I feel
like up.
Makes me hungry. Yeah. Some chips and dip. Speaking of dip, hear about that next.
What? Okay, great. More of your calls are coming up as well. 617-779-0985.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
As promised, we go to your phones. Chris in Nantucket, what do you got for us today, Chris?
What's up, boys? What's up, Zoe?
What's up? I'm what's new, a man from Nantucket.
Oh, boy.
Good for you, Bill. Put work on Zoe all week. Yo, Zoe, got a question for you, man. Derrick Henry makes me nervous.
Hell yeah.
Patriots with their offense, not being on the field so much. To me, leads me to believe I'd run Derrick Henry a crap load and then let them pound New England. I'm interested to see, you know, how the front line is going to hold up. And I want to bring it full circle with Lawrence Guy played, and I thought, phenomenally versus Buffalo.
Good point. You know what Belichick did last time, though? They played a 4-3. Switch it up from a 3-4. I wonder how much of that he does in this game, too. Where is it going to be Shelton, Guy, you know, who's the other big one? Butler.
Do you think that the offense for New England could stay on the field long enough and contain Henry to make Tannehill make the mistakes? Or
correct.
I mean, dude, Derrick Henry's so big. How do you take him down? And I want Lawrence Guy to do work this week because I don't think he gets enough attention and love from us. Thanks, boys. Go Pat.
Right. Okay.
And that's where one of those guys in the middle have got to be disruptive. And Jim brought up a pretty good little video on his Twitter, Jim Louth. Cowart really had some good leverage pushes against Tennessee. Could he be a guy that is active for this game? The mixing and matching of the front, will you be down a defensive back? Would you risk lowering a defensive back to elevate another front man? You know what I mean? Be big in the front seven. Put eight guys around the box. Chung's got to be massive in this game, and I know he's beat up, but just from him playing from a linebacker standpoint up tight, you know, McCourty and Harmon have to be sound. And you need better production opposite Gilmore. You can't have like the pass you had to Wilson last week, where J.C. Jackson was chasing him on that key third down around the 25. It almost gave up the ball game, which it did.
I mean, if you look at the four losses the Patriots had this year, time of possession was a factor in three of them. They lost it majorly in that game against Baltimore. The Patriots had the ball for 22 minutes and 59 seconds in that one. Against Kansas City, the Patriots had it for 25-39. Against Miami last week, 26-09 in that game.
Yeah.
Time of possession was a factor in those games. Offensive opportunities. When you have Derrick Henry, you can chew clock. You can keep your defense on the field.
Yeah. I mean, you want to know what Derrick Henry is? It's me. With athletic talent and speed and power. That's my size is Derrick Henry. 6'4", 250. Guy's got 13 feet. And he can move. He can pick him up. He can lower his shoulder. The big thing with him, too, is hand movement.
For as much as you say that Ryan Tannehill's problems as a quarterback can get them backed up into third and longs, Derrick Henry as a running back can get them into third and short.
Yeah. Unless you're disruptive in the backfield, unless you can shoot gaps, run blitzes, play some damn games. What I don't want them to do is what they did last week, sit there vanilla. Like, that's the old Matt Patricia defense. That's the old Matt Patricia against the Philadelphia Eagle defense. Offense, excuse me, from the Super Bowl at the end there. We're just going to play some base, and we're going to put some guys out in space that really shouldn't be there, and we'll back our linebackers up 7 yards, and we'll just sit there, read and react. Read and react. Is that Hutt?
Yeah. Aldo's in Ludlow. Aldo.
Hey, how come... So, why do you think a lot of football players don't like to go out on top, or they can't decide when they should fold up and go home, like Tom?
I would say that our league, and the way it usually ends, is they cut your ass. Like, you never see it coming. We don't have the guaranteed contracts. I mean, Ortiz could go on a tour.
What other examples do you have?
Tom Brady is a horrible example. He's the defending Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowls. He didn't go out. I understand why he went for five, because nobody had done
it. He's won six.
After six, why didn't he just leave?
I don't know, because he's back in the playoffs again this year, and he can still play.
He thought maybe with a couple more receivers he'd have
seven. Yes, he really is. They're playing tomorrow night.
No, but I thought Zoe said he could see something wrong with his feet back in Cincinnati.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. Can you come up with another example of a guy who didn't know him to walk away?
Yeah.
Recently, like this era, last 30 years.
Barry Sanders is the only one.
No, but guys who looked horrible at the end and made a mistake by sticking around.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you could say Manning didn't look good, but he won. He won.
He did. He won managed. At the end.
He made two big throws to Owen Daniels, was his name, right?
He walked away at the perfect time.
Yeah, but you could tell his arm was shot.
Yeah, I wouldn't say perfect
time. You look at Brady.
In the sense of health. The guy was barely able to play, but he still won at the end. So you can't make the argument that he somehow looked bad for hanging on the way that he did.
Right. See, the dong tease with Brady is you don't see it. You see, like, maybe it's a foot or maybe it's an elbow, but...
What?
I didn't say the word. I mixed a different word in there just to give another point to it.
Did you?
Dong. Tease?
Dong.
I think you said dumb tease.
I said dong.
Yeah.
Dong.
Grandfather is talking to you.
Oh, you betcha.
Dong tease.
The bleep tease. You know what I'm saying?
No, I like dong
like
tease.
Brady, you could still see flashes of greatness.
It took me a
like
2 weeks ago, what do you just said?
I went right by you. So 2 weeks ago, he was 80%. Like, is that a guy whose arm's falling off or feet aren't working?
Why are we talking?
Like, it's something here or there every week.
I can't focus now. Yeah. I can't focus on the conversation.
I can't either.
So. I don't think.
What's the matter?
Huh?
Dong tease.
Funny.
Say Richard tease or no. But say the real thing.
Why don't you dong tease the next segment here before we go to headlines? What do we got?
I can't.
Donger hungry.
I can't do
we got
that.
Fake promos coming up at the
we
end of the hour.
We do have fake promos coming up at the end of the hour. Dong tease. 617-779-0985. Hey, I got something we haven't touched on today, and we probably should get to it because we held off on it yesterday. We were going to get to it, and we didn't. But Zoe's back today. Jason Garrett. Let's get to that coming up next.
Yes, please.
Clapper.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Turn it up.
The hell is this?
617-779-0985. Jason Garrett. What?
Jason Garrett.
It doesn't feel like there's a lot of other details other than this ESPN Ed Werder report. Right?
Yeah. They blew up the staff, but out of love and care and empathy for Garrett.
But they didn't blow out the staff yet.
They didn't want to do it on Black Monday. They wanted their own day.
But is Jerry the entire staff gone?
I thought they blew the whole staff
out. No! What the hell? There's been so many reports on this.
I've tweeted
with
stuff from
nothing actually happened.
Right. I've tweeted stuff from credible people have tweeted, say bye-bye to the entire Dallas staff. Retweeted them.
So this is the report from Ed Werder. Last night it came out at 10 o'clock last night. A source told ESPN's Ed Werder that after showing an abundance of care and respect for Garrett, Jerry Jones and executive vice president, his son, Stephen Jones, have decided the coach will not be part of the organization moving forward. They've not fired him yet. So there's a report that they're going to fire him.
Right.
They don't have to fire him. His contract runs out January 14th.
Right, but you know that they'll make it official with a statement is my point. Right?
Yeah, maybe not. Look at Gronkowski. Like, just go off into fade off.
So you move on from a coach. You
right.
announce that the coach is not going to be returning.
Okay, now,
I mean,
his dad, his brother and his dad, his brother and his dad have been part of
this. What are you laughing at, Hardy?
Because he won't leave the fact that Gronkowski never had a press conference thing.
He won't get over
in
it.
In the rearview mirror.
That guy never had a press conference.
Yeah, so what? They didn't have one for Gronk. Yeah, I think when the Dallas Cowboys.
He could not have looked dumber than he did on New
Year's
Eve.
Without a head coach, they'll have an announcement of some kind.
Okay.
And so Ed Werder reports it will be a full blowout. They're getting rid of everybody on the staff and they're going to start over.
Jason's dad had worked in scouting forever. His brother was there as a staff assistant, ended up becoming an assistant. They've all worked with Gil Brandt, going back to all those days. There's history there with the Garrett family with the Cowboys.
So is Kellen Moore getting fired or not?
Yeah, he's going to be popped.
How do we know? He could be the next head coach for all we know.
That's Garrett 2.0.
Doing what the Patriots do. They're waiting until they absolutely have to do something,
right.
Aren't they?
Bill
had a Shiano. Then he left and he didn't declare.
Don't they want to sort of interview some of the guys that are available right now?
You would think so.
Maybe the guys they want to interview aren't available to interview right now.
Maybe
because want a better coach,
McDaniels. Maybe.
Yeah,
he's available. He's interviewing next Friday.
What about a guy like McCarthy?
They can't set that up.
What are you waiting for?
What about McCarthy from Green Bay? You talk about a guy. They need a guy down there who can hold a room because Jerry's such a powerful figure that you just don't want, like, a young, innovative and coordinator. Because guess what? Lincoln Riley's going to end up probably getting a gig at some point. Head coach of Oklahoma. How's his defense look for you? Huh? How does defense do against LSU? They couldn't stop him on second down. See, I wonder if they went to Garrett and said, are you done? Do you still want to coach? Do you still want to be a head coach? Because maybe we would like to incorporate you with my son Steven as far as
it's just so
running the team,
it's
doing
so
football
Cowboys.
Things.
Yeah, it's so Cowboys. We feel they owe something to Jason.
We
Garrett.
Want you to still be part of our family and be involved, whether it's front office. They tried to do this with Aikman, right? Did they try and lure Aikman out of the booth?
Who knows?
Like, they can't
for
let go.
What?
Because this is Jerry's mistake. This makes Jerry look bad. Jerry
mistake. He's been there for
Garrett.
What, 9 years?
They paid him.
9 years.
They
this
paid
has been
him
going
higher
on.
Than a head coach before they hired a coach to be a coordinator. They tried to groom him. It was just Jerry's pet project, and it blew up in his face.
It was only Jerry's project because he's not concerned most with winning. He's concerned most with Jerry. That's the problem there. The owner himself. I mean, that's the same guy that fired Tom Landry by going. You know that story, right? So
yeah.
Found Tom Landry was on the golf course.
Yeah.
He went out onto the golf course to find him, mm-hmm. to tell him, you're fired, and he walked away.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Yeah. Good guy. You know, hair, a little more zone, a little more man.
But this guy gets, like, 6 days of we don't know what.
He doesn't like, supposedly, like, some of the rumors coming out, like, Jerry doesn't like to be in the mix with the other bad teams that fire coaches. Like, we're different. We're America's team.
You're not.
You know, we all know that it's Black Monday, and when season's over, boom, you fire your coach, you blow it out.
Underachieving mess.
We're going to do our own, make it like a Dark Thursday or Black Friday.
Mabel, what do you got on this? What are you thinking?
What do you think, Mabel? You excited?
Oh, my God, you guys. I'm really surprised at you. You guys have been bitching to me about it's all about Jerry. Don't you understand what he's doing? This is my take. Take it or leave it.
Okay.
Jerry does not care about the team anymore. You know guys continue to preach to me that this is all about Jerry. This has nothing to do with Jason Garrett. This has nothing to do with the new coach. This is about Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones could care less about the playoffs. He wants all the attention on him. He's going to drag this out.
I agree.
The reports are BS. He wants to have a big press conference so everybody can continue to talk about him, and he can be like, well, guys, this is the situation. It has nothing to do with the new coach. It has nothing to do with Jason Garrett. This is about dragging it out so the world will talk about Jerry Jones, which everybody is doing.
It's a good take.
Do you know what?
For this week, I totally 100% agree with you.
Yeah, maybe I think you're having a moment of clarity as a Cowboys fan.
They're too talented.
I think she's onto something. So it's not about taking great care of Jason Garrett.
No.
It's about putting yourself in the headlines for a week. Because as I just said 2 minutes ago,
we're different.
Yes. It's not about winning for Jerry. It's about Jerry. Jerry likes nothing more than himself.
I'll buy that for this week. But Jerry cares about his football team. Don't think he doesn't.
No. I think it's secondary to him.
Well, that's the ego. That's why whatever this next coach is, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come in, I'll interview for it. But at the end of the game, I'm the only one talking to the press in my locker room. You're not holding court after I just talked to the
team.
You
hook Jerry Jones up to truth serum and say, okay, the Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl next year, but you're not allowed to address the media more than, you know.
Once or twice
the
whole year.
Yeah, the standard number of times that owners do. Yes or no? He'll say no. No way in hell.
We already know that he would not trade his Hall of Fame jacket for that.
All you have to know.
He's on the record. Well, unofficially on the record.
All you have to know is listen to how he treated those radio guys on his radio show. Like, you're gonna think about this again because I ain't going to be playing this little grab ass with you because I just
have a nice visit.
We're going to have a nice visit here. So you need to reconfigure your attitude towards me right now before I shove my foot up, my boot up your ass. How about that?
Today's takeaways. Which are the fake promos today are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, folks, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your January consultation. Do it today. Call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com. Make 2020 the last time losing weight is your New Year's resolution, and it'll stick with you. I'm back on it now.
What do we got today? We got fake promos.
Yeah. Fake promo Friday. Really, what? One day with you guys here on Tuesday. Yesterday was me and Beetle.
I think, texting T-Bone on Monday. I texted T-Bone. I heard a couple of things. I'm like, dude, that is a fake promo right
really? Now. Oh. Yeah. Well, one of them involved Zoe and Ted Johnson. This happened on Monday, I believe.
Oh.
If that's what we're going to hear first.
10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, and I wish it would rain down, yeah.
Down on me.
Oh, and I wish it would rain.
Rain down on me now.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Ted Lapp.
The Sports Hub.
Let me tell you something.
I love Ted. I get weird with him any night.
I think I was in the car. Beth, paint each other up. I was in the car when I heard T-Bone play that for you guys.
Yeah.
That was a great pull. That's a great song. We never
sneaky, hidden Phil Collins gem.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we sat here and we went over like 20 of his like greatest hits, and they're all good. That one, you just sit there and just.
Never met the better
Yeah, just like that.
Words. No, it's good, though. Really good.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Let's go to Tony in Plymouth. You're up next. What do you got, Tony?
Hi, who is this?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That was the one I texted him about. Hi, who is this?
Yeah, who am I talking to? I started dialing numbers at random.
You could probably play that whole call because it was just a freaking train wreck.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I put my teeth back in here. Okay? All right, give me my effort dent.
Hi.
I put your dentures in.
Who is this?
It's like Dad Jim in Connecticut. Hey! What? Unbelievable.
All right. Midday's
at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Derek, you know what I saw last week?
Year. What?
I saw just the berries, baby.
No.
Oh, you saw them? Best cereal of all time.
What store was I in?
Walmart.
Nope. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Were you?
That
I
freak.
Was.
That freak called Felger and Maz yesterday.
Humidifier. I was like, oh, I got to go see if they have just the berries.
That nut job called Felger and Maz yesterday. You guys are being very harsh on Brady.
Okay.
You know, just the berries.
It's not over
just
yet.
Just the berries.
Walmart.
Nope. It's hot garbage. Happy New Year.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm concerned about this defense. I mean, I don't know if they can stop Tannehill. I really don't. You know, they couldn't stop the Harvard stiff, so I don't know.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5,
so
the Sports Hub.
The Harvard stiff, yes. Piece of work. Always
that
entertaining.
From Harvard is garbage.
Garbage. Oh,
stop. All right, last one. Here we go.
That's it.
That's it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Joe's in Rockland. Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your favorite caller, Joe Corbett. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I like the discussion after that. Now, Joe, are we dealing with a cat here or are we dealing with a baby? Because if there's a cat in the house.
See, just the audio of it doesn't do that justice because so when I, this is your favorite caller, Joe Corbett. So when I turn and look at each other and go, that's Joe?
That's Joe Corbett. Here. I would.
That's not a kid or a cat.
Shut up, kid.
That's a Fisher cat.
Shut the hell up.
You hear him every once in a while.
I hear him.
Never see him, but you hear him.
Have you ever seen
the build-up that does it?
They're out there.
Have you ever seen a Fisher cat tear into something?
I've heard them.
They kill chickens, man. They're out by us, too. We got them in the woods. And you can hear them sucker screaming.
It is a horrifying sound.
It's the same sound as a fox makes when the fox is mating. Like, we get them in our driveway. The fox is there.
What?
And it's like skinning. It's the sound of skinning a cat. You look out the window, and a fox is just sitting there making this horrific
sound. How do you know it's a fox mating sound and not a fox doing something else?
We did a show on this. We had people call in. We did this, guys, before. We did. Jim?
Yeah, we did. The Fisher cats frequent a yard a couple of yards away from me.
They're up in the trees.
And it's got a bunch of trees, sort of a wooded area.
Scratch and they chew.
And I thought someone was being murdered.
Yes.
That's
my
what
neighbor
I was
came
like,
out. Do you hear that?
I've gone
what
outside. I've gone outside.
Hell?
Outside
he's
at
like
night.
Fisher cat. Yep. And the other guy comes out. He's a hunter. He's like, hell no. That ain't no fisher cat. That's fox making hunt mating call. He looking for something.
I thought someone was being murdered outside.
Oh yeah, I thought somebody abandoned a baby in our neighborhood.
Somebody
one
was
night.
Killing a baby in the back, like a witch or something.
And it turns out they did, but it was also a fisher cat. It was both.
It was a little bit of both.
Yep.
It was dead.
Fisher abandoned
cat
baby,
something,
a Fisher
and there's
cat.
Also an abandoned baby.
Right. But the baby, quiet as a mouse. Oh, comfy as the baby Jesus it was laying there.
Just happened to be there.
Yep.
That's great.
So, Zoe, you've already picked the Pats for tomorrow night.
I'm picking them 26-20.
Okay.
Rock fight.
That's surprising.
Yeah. I can't bet.
I'm picking them, too.
It's Tannehill. Them. Like, I know it's good on paper, and he's played well.
21-13.
It's Tannehill.
21-14.
I'll take 10-9.
Is it all for
21-16.
That's
what do you mean all for naught? No, I want to go to Kansas City next week.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play at house money. Let's go.
Oh, God, yeah. Give us another week. Give us another game.
Oh, yeah.
Count us out. Count
them out. Writing this team out.
Did you sign your declaration?
I did not sign any declarations.
I know Federer didn't want to sign his yesterday, but
I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl.
He's a man of his word, and I'm as pissed they're playing wild card weekend, too.
I will.
So he had to sign it. Here's what he doesn't want to.
Here's what I don't want to have happen. I don't want them to go out there and blow doors 43-6, and I have to change my opinion all over again. Because I did.
Who cares?
I got
big swing and jump.
I got suckered into
way more fun that way.
Yeah. The switch being mildly flipped against Buffalo, and I'm back the other way after the Dolphins. And if they blow doors tomorrow night, I don't know whether to crap or wind my wristwatch. I don't know what this team anymore.
We talked yesterday about this. If they win 43-0, we'll start thinking a little differently about them.
You wind your watch?
Kinetic. No, it's kinetic. Mind loose. Yeah, you just – that's it's winding right now.
If they win 43-0, everyone is coming back to them on Monday. The fan base will get a real kick in the ass
if they win 43-0. More for the ticket.
And that would be a ton of fun.
Oh, it'll be fun. Right?
Everyone this week calling and saying that they were done and Belichick's the problem or Brady's the problem.
Murray.
Where are the receipts? All the issues we've heard this week, everyone will come.
When Murray tap out? Murray
right
tapped out
on Monday.
Months ago.
Get right back on the bandwagon.
See, we told you they lost Monday on purpose to the Dolphins. See?
Yeah. See, we told you they were just looking to get their feet wet and tune things up.
I want him, you know,
the Titans.
The next 2 weeks, I want him to win ugly to piss Murray off. Because, like, you know, he loves bad football, but them winning bad football games. You know, like just 10 turnovers each game. They're signing stuff. This is unbelievable. What about the producer? Does the producer have any say in any of this?
Like the Declaration of Independence over there.
Murray, has some, guys, Murray like has some kind of a Christmas
it's like some boys club.
On.
It's like some boys club over there. It really is. This spin his wheel of gutless bombs.
Hey, we're all back tomorrow. 5 o'clock pregame right here.
See
on
you guys over there.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe and Sosie on the call of the game, of course. And Big Jim and I will go late into the night after it's all, yay, late into the night when it's all done. So we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, guys.
Have a great weekend.
See y'all.
Enjoy the game. Go Pats. Felger, Mazur next. They're going to spend a lot of their day talking about Tom Brady, from what I hear. Yeah, so get ready. Comes your way in about a minute or two. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.